This is something that happened in 2015. It was a trip that I took with a good friend of mine from university. She's in Boston and I'm in New York, and the two of us thought that it would be a really good idea to go down to Florida, to Key West, and have this great beach vacation. It was the middle of the winter and we were both freezing, and we thought, okay, this is great. We'll go down, we'll lie on the beach, and we will get some sun. So my friend flew from Boston to join me, and we flew down to Florida together. We went through Miami and then to Key West. And when we got there, we discovered that even though Key West is surrounded by water on three sides, it actually really doesn't have beaches. There was this tiny little strip of sand outside of our hotel, that was really, it was kind of a pathetic excuse for a beach, and we tried to lie out there for a few hours, but it wasn't very exciting. So then we thought, okay, well, we'll go to the pool. So we tried going in the pool, and we were in there for a few minutes when this huge lizard comes out of nowhere and jumps right into the pool. And so everybody started screaming and, jumping out of the pool. And there's this huge lizard splashing around in the middle of it. I'd never seen anything like it. Apparently it is actually a very common occurrence in Florida. The lizards do that all the time. But it was not a good beach vacation. And the two of us learned a very important lesson about doing more research about the place that you are going to go visit. So in the future, I think we will be very careful to do that.